From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia urged UN members to implement resolutions for Palestine. Indonesia encouraged MIGTA to become positive force in polarized world. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi urged UN member countries to immediately implement various resolutions that it had created to resolve the Palestine issues. Indonesia's call, conveyed at the 78th session of the UN General Assembly in New York, United States on Saturday, also emphasized its consistent support for the statehood of Palestine in accordance with various parameters that have been agreed upon. In an online press briefing that was broadcast on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs YouTube channel on Sunday, she said that there are many resolutions that have been created, and if the implementation is in line with the resolution, the world situation would be different from today. The minister also stressed that Indonesia continued to voice its support for Palestine in the forums of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. The Palestine issue is one of the most highlighted issues at this year's UN General Assembly, following the plan to normalize relations between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi encouraged MIGTA, a grouping of Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia, to become a positive force amid a polarized world while she was chairing the 24th meeting of MIGTA foreign ministers in New York, United States on Saturday. In a written statement issued by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as reported by Antara on Sunday, she said that MIGTA must be at the forefront in voicing multilateralism reforms that are more inclusive and equal, encouraging development rights for all countries and creating a more resilient and strong global economy. She also hopes that MIGTA becomes a bridge builder that actively improves relations, cooperation, and understanding among various parties. Minister Retno says that MIGTA is suitable to play the balancer's role amid the complex global dynamics, considering that all MIGTA members are also members of G20, contributing at least 10% of global trade and play a central role in their regions. The Putu Sibau Immigration Office in Kapuas Hulu Regency, West Kalimantan, has established a foster village in the Badau district near the Indonesia-Malaysia border to help prevent human trafficking cases. Head of the Technology, Information, Intelligence and Law Enforcement Unit at the office, Junari Anthony Marpaung, said to Antara on Sunday that the office conducts public awareness campaign for residents of the foster village to enable them to comprehend the overseas employment procedures and immigration regulations. He also appealed to the villagers to support the human trafficking prevention efforts. Meanwhile, head of the Kapuas Hulu Manpower Industry and Transmigration Office, Elizabeth Roslin, said that the program will help the village head and personnel understand immigration procedures for migrant workers. Therefore, both could actively join the human trafficking prevention efforts. The 2023 Asian Music Games was held in Jember Regency, East Java from Saturday to Sunday. The event, as the first Asian Music Games, included a visual music competition and featured individual, duet, and group performances from various categories from across Asia, as well as a street parade, according to the chairman of the Indonesian Community Recreational Sports Committee's Kormi of Jember, Tri Basuki. A total of 2,000 participants competed for 77 gold medals, 77 silver medals, and 77 bronze medals. Region of Jember Hendy Siswanto said on Sunday that it could improve the economic sector, especially for small and medium businesses in the Regency. He also said that it was an opportunity to introduce and promote Jember Regency at the national and global levels. The Asian Music Games, under the auspice of the Asian Marching Band Confederation, AMBC, is planned to be held every 2 years in Asian countries. Let's continue with the international news, where French President Emmanuel Macron announced Sunday that France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country after its democratically elected president was deposed in a coup, as reported by NPR. The announcement is a blow to French policy in Africa after its troops pulled out of Mali and Burkina Faso in recent years after coups there. France had stationed thousands of troops in the region at the request of African leaders to fight jihadist groups. France had maintained some 1,500 troops in Niger since the July coup and had repeatedly refused an order by the new junta for its ambassador to leave, saying that France didn't recognize the coup leaders as legitimate. In an interview with France 2 television, Macron said that he spoke to ousted President Mohamed Bazoum and told him that France has decided to bring back its ambassador and diplomats and put an end to military cooperation with Niger. The junta is now under sanction by Western and regional African powers. The Philippines on Sunday accused China's Coast Guard of installing a 300-meter floating barrier in a disputed area of the South China Sea, saying it prevented Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. Commodore J. Tariela, a spokesperson of the Philippines Coast Guard, posted on the social media platform Tent, as quoted from Reuters, that Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemned China's installation of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal. Filipino fishermen said that China typically installs such barriers when they monitored a large number of fishermen in the area. Dariela also said that the Coast Guard will continue to work closely with government agencies to address these challenges and protect the country's maritime domains. The Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately reply to requests for comment. 16 people were killed in a coal mine accident in Panzhou City, Guizhou, China, on Sunday. According to a filing by the mine powers, Guizhou Panjiang Refined Coal Company with the Shanghai Stock Exchange on Monday. The coal mines in Panzhou City have suspended productions for a day, according to Shanghai-based commodities consultancy MySteel, as reported by Reuters. Guizhou Mine Safety Administration told Reuters it did not have information on the situation. The area has a total production capacity of about 52.5 million metric tons per year of mostly cooking coal, representing about 5% of China's cooking coal production's capacity. According to MySteel, the state-owned company, also called Panjiang Coal, has ordered safety inspection at all of its mines and has taken measures to ensure safe productions, the exchange filing added. Authorities have announced measures to improve safety in the sector, including restrictions on smaller mines and plans to accelerate the use of automations underground. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today. The 19th Asian Games was held in Hangzhou, China from September 23rd until October 8, 2023. The biggest multi-sport events in Asia was postponed a year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The organizing committee stated that the Asian Games 2023 has the slogan Heart to Heart at Future, expressing the ambitions to unite the nation of Asia through the sports event. It is the right slogan considering the geopolitical tensions and rivalry that overshadowed the ASEAN Games 2023. There were more participants during the ASEAN Games 2023 opening on Saturday than during the upcoming Olympics in Paris, France in 2024. More than 12,000 participated in the majestic opening in Hangzhou, while there are predictably going to be 10,500 people in the opening of Paris Olympics 2024. The fantastic number came from many regional sports and games in the ASEAN Games, which might not be available in the Olympics. For instance, cricket will be available in the 2028 Olympic in Los Angeles, US, and the 2033 Olympic in Brisbane, Australia. Other regional sports such as dragon boat, sepak takraw, wushu, martial arts from China, and kabaddi are popular sports in India. There are also the non-Olympic martial arts such as jiu-jitsu from Japan and kurash, a popular wrestling sports in Central Asia. The long list was added with what the organizer called brain-racking sports starting from bridge, chess, shangqi or the Chinese chess, and e-sport. Most of the 481 events gave opportunity for small contingents to obtain medals. This is impossible in the Olympics. China's overall achievement was 300 medals in the previous ASEAN Games 2018 in Indonesia. Indonesia's contingent has 576 people consisting of athletes, officials, and chef de mission or CDM team to Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou. When releasing the Indonesian contingent on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo hoped Indonesia could be in the Big Ten. During the ASEAN Games 2018 in Jakarta Palembang, Indonesia ranked 4th. Besides competing for being the best, hopefully the ASEAN Games 2023 will be an event to tighten solidarity and keep peace in Asia, just like its slogan. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history. On September 25, 1978, about the Pacific Southwest Airlines plane crash. On September 25, 1978, an accident occurred between Pacific Southwest Airlines PSA flight number 182 and a Cessna 172 Skyhawk at San Diego International Airport, United States, crashed. As a result of this incident, 153 people died, consisting of 128 passengers and 7 Pacific Southwest Airline crew, 2 Cessna crew, and 7 people on the ground. This was one of the worst aviation disasters in history. After the investigation, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, concluded that the pilots of both planes and ATC caused the accident. The NTSB believed that the PSA crew failed to properly follow ATC direction, especially in maintaining visual separation or maintaining visual distance from the Skyhawk. In addition, the crew did not inform ATC that they had lost visual of the Skyhawk. Let's move it on to the next event about the World Pharmacy Day. The World Pharmacist Day is commemorated every September 25th. The commemoration of the World Pharmacist Day was initiated based on the idea of the International Pharmaceutical Federation. This commemoration is an important moment for every person in the field of pharmacy or pharmacist throughout the world. The World Pharmacy Day is commemorated to raise awareness about pharmacists and their role. We end today in history with an event in 2003 when the Hokkaido earthquake shook Japan. On September 25, 2003, an earthquake occurred off the coast of Hokkaido, Japan. The earthquake point occurred at the depth of 27 kilometers below sea level with a magnitude of 8.3 on the Richter scale. This earthquake was the strongest earthquake in Japan since 1900. This earthquake caused great damage, destroying roads, causing landslide, and cutting off electricity's connection. The earthquake also caused a tsunami with a height of 4 meters and claimed at least 800 injured victims. The earthquake was felt almost throughout Japan.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's My Indonesia discusses Indonesian furniture and craft products ready to participate in exhibition in China. Chairman of the Indonesian Furniture and Crafts Industry Association, Abdul Sobur, said that the Indonesian furniture and craft industry is ready to take part in the 2023 China International Furniture Exhibition in Guangzhou in November 2023. Quoted from Antara during the exhibition press conference in Jakarta on Friday, Sobur said that members of the Indonesian Furniture and Craft Industry Association prepared products that were not produced in China, such as teak, rattan, and other exotic products. Sobur believes that Indonesia must take advantage of its position as the largest rattan producer in the world, which China does not have. Abdul Sobur said this makes Indonesian furniture and craft products have more opportunities and are in demand in the international market, and the association was targeting what China currently really needs. Sobur said that collaboration with the China International Furniture Fair is very necessary to find solutions to face the challenges of the currently uncertain global market and to achieve the national furniture and craft export target of $5 billion by 2024. According to him, global market conditions in America and Europe are currently down, so craftsmen are trying to enter the Asian market. One way is through China, which has one of the largest exhibitions in the world. Subreddit, when compared with the combined American and European markets, the Chinese market is still large because it has the largest population in the world. He added that it would be appropriate if Indonesian products entered the Chinese market. Previously, when opening the Indonesian Furniture Industry and Handicraft Association Expo and Design 2023 on Thursday, September the 14th, Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged domestic furniture industry players to be open to collaborating with furniture entrepreneurs from abroad. Quoting setgap.co.id, the president believes that this partnership will increase the opportunity for furniture industry players in the country to fill the world market. He added that the furniture industry in Indonesia has advantages in terms of raw materials and human resources, which, if taken seriously, will increase the competitiveness of domestic furniture products. That was My Indonesia Today.
Come. sana deras mentari, terbitkan sentausa di sini.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian wonder introduces you to Kejay dance from Bengkulu. Rejang tribe is one of the tribes that lives in Bengkulu province. The majority of the tribe lives in several regencies, such as Lebong, Rejang Lebong, and Kepahyang regencies, especially in the central, northern, and inland areas around Bukit Barisan. The Rejang tribe has a distinctive dance that is performed every time a traditional ceremony takes place. The dance is called Kejay Dance. Kejay Dance is performed during the biggest ceremony in the Rejang tribe, namely Kejay Ceremony. This ceremony is called the biggest ceremony because those who hold this ceremony are people who can afford to slaughter several buffaloes, goats, or cows as a condition for carrying out the Kejay Ceremony. Kejay Dance is performed by young people in village centers at night. This dance is a means of introduction between single men and Rejang tribe girls. The specialty of this dance is that the musical instruments that accompany this dance are made of bamboo, such as kolintang and flute. Kejay Dance was first performed at the wedding of Princess Senggang and Biku Bermano. This dance is believed to have existed before the arrival of the monks from Majapahit. Since the monks arrived, the musical instruments were replaced with metal instruments, as are used today. Kejay ceremony is carried out over a long period. It can be up to 3 days, 15 days, 3 months, or even 9 months in a row. This dance is a sacred one which the community believes to contain mystical values. So it is only performed by the Rejang community to welcome monks, marriages, and clan customs. listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung. Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. Stay tuned. we are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berkirim Pesan, which means sending messages to each other. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend in the city of Bandung, West Java. Chris tells in his vlog that he gets to know Indah at work. Let's listen to the conversation.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Jarang bertemu, which means rarely meet. Tetapi, which means but. Selalu, which means always. Berkiriman. Which means send each other. Pesan, which means message. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kali ini, which means this time. Ditemani, which means to be accompanied. Kawan lama, which means old friend. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. In the sentence, the word berkiriman, which means send each other, it has the same meaning as saling berkirim, which means send each other. The expression berkiriman pesan has the same meaning as saling berkirim pesan. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word saling, which means each other. Berpelukan, which means hug each other. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir. Which means the football players hug each other after the match ends. Bersalaman, which means greet each other. Warga bersalaman pada hari Lebaran. Warga bersalaman pada hari Lebaran. Which means people greet each other on Eid al-Fitr. Bandung City is the capital of West Java province. It is located about 140 kilometers southeast of Jakarta. Bandung is the third largest city after Jakarta, and Surabaya is Java based on population. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Lihat surya pagi menyapa, jagat raya alam semesta berseri warna, katulistiwa senantiasa. pusaka. Ikrar yang menyatukan kita seiring masa melintas hening cakrawala membawa pesona citra Indonesia warisan budaya negeri yang tercinta anugerah rimba dan samudra tari dan
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's keroncong music of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song entitled Sekeping Hati by Keroncong Tugu. Keroncong Tugu is one of Indonesian keroncong group which was established in Tugu Hamlet, North Jakarta. A Tugu's villager, Aren J. Michel succeeded to gather young people and strengthen Kroncong Tugu Group on July 12, 1988. As a form of existence and high commitment to continue preserving Kroncong music, the group released a work entitled Sekeping Hati, or in English means A Piece of Heart, with the theme Affection on February 14, 2021. Well, listener, here is Kroncong Tugu with the song Sekeping Hati. Enjoy!
cerita. Sekeping hati yang tak sempurna, tuh kau jaga dengan cinta dan kasih sayang. Bertahtalah dalam hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
We're falling even deeper, it's getting steeper. Our days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger, together greater. I'm ready to trust again.
I'm too afraid to feel alive. Decorated pretty lies. I'm ready, love, and what I need. Cause I need a real thing. Shout me with gold so everybody can see. Something I still on my hands and my delicacies. We could bring the world together over the seas. We abide for the peace from the west to the east, yeah.
We're falling even deeper, it's getting steeper. Dark days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger, together greater. I'm ready to trust again.
If I fall now, I will fall out. I'm not worried, make the water and there's no doubt. We will be in the bliss, I know we got this. This will feel like a breeze, you know we got this. Di ako aalis, hangga mo parang arnis. Kumapit ka sa akin, please, you know I got this.
Naikuti lahi sengga, huwag di siya kaya.
Stuck.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.